First up, Sinn Féin Belfast City Councillor Jim McVeigh has said he will be requesting the Easter Lily be on sale next Easter at City Hall. The badges are worn to commemorate those who died during the Easter Rising, but they're also worn by Republicans to remember IRA members killed before and during the Troubles. Mr McVeigh says he wants to see the Republican symbol sold in the same way as the poppy, and is quoted in the Belfast Live website as saying that this is an equality issue. Joining me this morning, the Belfast UUP councillor Chris McGimpsey and the commentator Jude Collins. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Vinny.
Chris,
good morning, Vinny. How are you?
Chris, first of all, with yourself, what is the problem here?
Well, the problem here is they're not equivalent. I mean, the Easter lily is worn by supporters and members of the Provisional IRA and supporters of Fair Movement and what they've been involved in over the last 40 years, whereas the poppy is worn by all sections of the community. Admittedly, more if you like the unionist section and the nationalist section, and it doesn't relate to what has been happening here, they're very, very different. If you were in England and you saw a man wearing a poppy, you couldn't differentiate him from a Conservative Party supporter.
Okay, let me rephrase the question then. Instead, what is the issue in terms of the damage that you see this can do to other people? What harm does this do?
Well, I mean, I think what you're saying is what you're saying here is a glorification of the Provisional IRA's campaign. You do not, I mean, go to Dublin round Easter, other than the normal parades or anything that there is there, you don't see the Easter Rising Lily worn except in those campaigns or in those areas where there is strong support for the contemporary Republican movement. And that's the difficulty. They're not equivalent. They don't equivocate, and they're different. I should say also, Jim McVeigh can't sort of say he's going to arrange for Easter Lily badges to be made, manufactured and sold.
He said he was requesting this, so this was a request he was putting to the council.
So where are they going to come from, and who's going to sell them, and why only Belfast City Hall? Why not the wee corner shop across the street? It has to be City Hall and only City Hall. I tell you what, Vinny, this is yet another example. I mean, I think to sit around some of the and the wee dark rooms, back rooms in the Felons Club and say, we need to poke the prods in the eye again. Things are starting to get a wee bit sensible.
So what do you say? Because they would, of course, deny that, Chris, but what do you say when they claim this is an equality issue?
Well, look, I mean, if Jim McVeigh wants to wear an Easter lily, wear it. Not a problem. I want to wear a poppy, I wear it with pride.
You agree? You accept, though, Chris, there are people that disagree with the poppy, what it stands for, and would disagree with it being sold in Belfast City Hall?
Well, I accept that people disagree with the poppy. That's unfortunate, and I think we need to keep working on these sorts of issues and make sure that they're not sensitive. But, I mean, the idea that suddenly the head of Sinn Féin in Belfast would click his fingers and suddenly we'll all start selling Easter lilies. And it wouldn't have to be City Hall. It'd have to be every council outlet in Belfast.
Well, would that make it more acceptable?
No, it wouldn't make it any more acceptable.
So what's the point in that?
Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, it just shows you just what nonsense this is. It's just silly nonsense. Jim wants to buy an Easter lily badge or sticky label. They're usually sticky labels, the ones that I've seen. If he wants to get himself a sticky label, he doesn't have to go to the some of the ladies in the reception desk in City Hall to get it. He can get it in his local shop, presumably.
Jude Collins?
Well, I noticed Chris mentioned, maybe it was a slip of the tongue, he said the Easter Rising Lily. The Easter Lily doesn't simply commemorate IRA men who were killed during the Troubles here. The Easter Lily commemorates all those Republicans who have given their lives in the fight for Irish freedom over the decades, just as the poppy is an emblem which expresses solidarity with the British Armed Forces in their many engagements over the decades. By and large, it's the unionist population who wear that emblem with pride, and they're absolutely entitled to do so, and by and large, it is an emblem that is shunned by nationalists and Republicans, and they're perfectly entitled to do that. Almost half the population here would have solidarity with those who give their lives for Irish independence, starting with the Easter Rising. If you believe in balance in these things, I think you've no choice, really, but to make the Easter Rising Lily, as Chris says, simply available to be sold at Belfast City Council staff or other places as well. I think Jim McVeigh, I'm not sure, but I think he has suggested that it should be made available for sale in other places. just as the poppy is. No one is being forced, I hope, although I do notice that practically every TV presenter in the BBC wears the poppy, but nobody is being forced to wear the Easter lily. It's simply a question of having it on display, having it for sale. That seems to me eminently reasonable, and it strikes a balance which the BBC itself would be always in favour of these matters.
Chris, you mentioned in terms of you didn't have an issue if people want to wear it. If Jim, for example, Jim McVeigh from Sinn Féin wants to go and buy himself an Easter lily and wear it, it's not an issue. Is it an issue for Belfast City Council staff to wear an Easter lily badge?
Well, it is very much an issue. The political symbols are not permitted for the staff. Now, we probably need to get the city solicitor to do a formal ruling on that. But I mean,
Are they allowed to wear a poppy?
They're allowed to wear a poppy, but other symbols would say, might like to wear. I remember once fighting a case for a girl because it was possible, just if you look carefully enough, to see that she was wearing a Glasgow Rangers necklace, which her husband had given her. She had to take it off because it was deemed to be unacceptable to other staff.
And do you think that was wrong?
Sorry?
Do you think that was wrong, asking that woman to remove that necklace?
Oh, I think that was... I think that was ridiculous. And if it had been a Glasgow Celtic necklace which was worn round her neck and not stuck in anybody's face, I think that would have been ridiculous as well. But so we are very, very stringent about these sorts of issues. But I think where Jude's argument falls down is the Easter lily is not viewed by the 40% of the 45% of the population of Northern Ireland or the 97% of the population of the Republic as simply just a recognition of the affairs in 1916. It's deemed to be showing your support for what the provisional IRA did over the last 40 years.
So what about people then, Jim? Sorry to cut across you. What about people, Chris, that do believe that this is to commemorate 1916 and nothing beyond that? Just like people that wear the poppy, they may think of a certain battle, maybe someone that they know, a loved one that died in a war, and that's the reason they choose to wear it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, nobody's suggesting here that you would not be permitted to enter City Hall if you're wearing an Easter lily ribbon. I mean, last year, I don't remember the at the council meeting closest to Easter Sunday, I don't remember the Sinn Féin members all turning up with Easter lily ribbons on. If they wanted to, they could. But, I mean, this is different. Jim is wanting a formal endorsement by Belfast City Council of the symbol, and I'm saying that would be very, very wrong.
Okay.
That's a different thing.
Okay, 030-30-80-55-55. Thomas, go ahead. First call on this today.
How's it going? Obviously, it's totally ridiculous to compare the Easter lily to the poppy. The comparison to the Easter lily would probably be the UVF home rule crisis here, which two of the things that happened in Ireland. The poppy's a worldwide symbol. It's used by different countries throughout the world for worldwide wars, just not something that happened in Ireland. But obviously, it'd be interesting to see the equality thing coming in, if they're going to try and use that, because obviously, if you're allowed to commemorate IRA volunteers, then obviously you'll be allowed to wear UFF badges and UVF badges and also NLA badges. Because if it's going to be an equality issue, you have to be allowed to commemorate all your volunteers from both sections of the community. But so I honestly can't see that being allowed to happen. Because, I mean, once you start wearing UFF and IRA and NLA and UVF symbols and work, I mean, it gets a wee bit ridiculous, to be honest with you. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Jude Collins, where does the money from these badges, where does that go? We know, for example, with the poppy, that the Royal British Legion, that is a charity, and that then provides financial support, and etc., for veterans and members of the armed forces and their families and dependents. So where does the money for the Easter lily go?
I frankly don't know, Vinny. I would imagine at least some of it will go for the maintenance of Republican monuments in various parts of Ireland, but I honestly don't know the answer to that.
There will be some people asking, does it go to Sinn Féin?
Well, it could be. You need to ask Sinn Féin that. I haven't the slightest idea.
Sinn Féin actually have their own badge. The wee green, white and orange badge is actually the one Sinn Féin sell. Everybody else wears the sort of the white poppy from Southern Ireland. The likes of UFF and UVF and NLA things, they go to help ex-prisoners' families and to do things like that and keep memorials here. So that's probably what to do with the Easter lily money.
We did ask Sinn Féin to come on, Jim McVeigh in particular, or anyone else, but no one was available. We asked them if the party agreed with Jim and what he said regarding the Easter Lily and it should be on sale, etc. at Belfast City Council. Like the poppy, they told us, under the Good Friday Agreement, we all have the right to commemorate the past in a respectful and dignified manner. John in Hollywood. John, go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Cindy. No, I just wanted to make the point that, you know, nobody should be excluded from commemorating or wearing symbols to mark historical events as they see fit. So for me, I'd be inclusive. I'm somebody that would wear the white poppy, for example. I've never worn the Easter Lily, partly for some of the reasons that have been mentioned, that it has, you know, been co-opted in a way by Republicans and particularly for those who would have supported the British IRA campaign. But I do think it should be available, the red poppy, the white poppy and the Easter Lily in Belfast City Hall. Nobody's been forced to wear them. They can choose to, if they want to. So I don't see any issue with giving people the option and the choice.
John, just to be clear, you're John from the Green Party, John Barry, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Just to clarify that and make that clear, what do you say then, John, to people that find it difficult to accept the Easter Lily and what it stands for in their eyes in terms of remembering IRA members?
I completely get that.
But then they'll see that as an endorsement from City Hall, from Belfast City Council, if they are then selling these inside.
But it's exactly the same. We're into the old whataboutery of those who see that the red poppy commemorates many. You know, the reality is most people who wore a British Army uniform did a perfectly good job and they stayed in the law. But at the same time, there were people who wore that uniform and did bad things. And therefore, when people see people wearing the red poppy, they would make the similar argument that they cannot bring themselves to condoning that. So I think the only way around this is to allow for complete liberalism, allow people to choose what way they want to commemorate whichever section or organisation they want, and rather having it imposed on anybody.
Chris?
Well, I mean that's nobody suggesting that anything else. If you come into Belfast City Council and you wish to speak to one of our staff, if you're wearing a poppy or not, if you're wearing an Easter Lily or not, that will not. And indeed, if you're wearing some of these metal badges which connotate support for
Chris, we can't really hear you on that line. We'll try and get that back. 030-30-80-55-55. Jude Collins, it does then tie in with the weekend. So Jim McVeigh, he's not alone in terms of wanting more recognition for the Easter Lily. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, he said something fairly interesting. He was at the Enniskillen, he's in Enniskillen to lay a wreath for Remembrance Sunday. And he said that the dream that I have for an Ireland is an Ireland in the future where the poppy, the shamrock and the lily can lie side by side.
Well, you asked me to agree with that.
Well, your thoughts on that, clearly you will.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to echo the words of Leo Varadkar. I don't really have that much time for him, but he has a point there. The North here is a very different place from the rest of Ireland or the rest of Britain in terms of the poppy, because the poppy we know is sold in order to express solidarity with British Armed Forces in all their engagements over the decades. Now that's in Ireland and abroad. I mean, you only have to think for a moment about some of the things that were done in Malaysia and Kenya, not to mention Derry, Ballymurphy. So there's all sorts of, as I think it was John said, there are all sorts of actions which British soldiers have taken, which are appalling. If you wear the poppy, you're saying, I buy into that. Overall, I support the British Army and its actions that honour the men who died in its uniform. I think the same thing would apply to the Easter Lily. I don't think anybody who would buy the Easter Lily, or support Republicanism for that matter, would say that Republicans or IRA people have always done good things. They've done some vile things. But overall, by and large, they would say, I honour those who died for Irish independence. And it's simply, no one, you see, I think this is key. No one is being asked to wear the lily. Just as no one should be asked or forced or pressured.
Well, could there be an issue?
I want to think about this one. Nobody should be pressured to wear the poppy or the Easter Lily, but both should be available for those who wish to.
Could there be an issue within City Hall, Jude Collins, if someone has to sell the Easter Lily if they do not agree with it and they find it makes them uncomfortable?
Well, would that not apply to the poppy as well?
So you think that regardless of how you feel, if you work for the council, you just have to do what you're told?
Well, by and large, that seems to be the case, and it seems to be the case in other areas, Vinny, where employees seem to have 100% solidarity in terms of wearing the poppy. I find that, frankly, incredible. All it is really in the end is a question of saying, look, this is the emblem that you subscribe to, you honour, and that's fine. This is the emblem we subscribe to and we honour. Is that all right? So, I mean, if you say no to that, it does seem to me you're being floated on one side, let's say.
Chris McGimsey, you're back with us there. Your line drops out. Just to repeat that line from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to you at the weekend, the dream, he says, that I have for an Ireland is an Ireland in the future where the poppy, the shamrock and the lily can lie side by side.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's talking about the symbols of the various traditions. I mean, he took a very positive step forward in the Dáil last week by wearing one of the Limerick Branch Royal British Legion badges, which shows the poppy and the shamrock. And I think I would love someday to see everybody in the island of Ireland feel that they can, without compromising any principles, all wear the shamrock. And I mean, that's obviously what we're aspiring towards, but we have a long way to go, and I don't think Belfast City Council is... what I meant was all wear the poppy. I wear my shamrock as it is anyway.
You say that, and once again, you're ignoring the issue in terms of people that do want to wear the lily, and they maybe don't hold all the different aspects of it in terms of the reason that they want to wear it, but they want the right, and therefore they feel like if they go in to, for example, Belfast City Hall, if they don't have the option to buy it, it's being excluded, whereas they can buy the poppy.
I'm afraid there's a fair bit of work to be done, I think, before you're going to get the average nationalist or unionist to believe that the lily purely recognises what happened in 1916 and has nothing to do with
And there's no objections to some aspects of the poppy in terms of what people might have issues with that.
Yes,
so you hear the contradiction here, Chris.
Well, I can see that some people are opposed to the poppy. I mean, even the place for rest, Bromwich Albion, he refused to wear the poppy, but he expresses no problem with everybody else wearing it, and I think that's the same. If somebody wants to wear an Easter lily, I have no problem, let them wear it, but I don't think that should be formally endorsed by Belfast City Council. That's really the position.
Peter in Bramberge wants to have a chat with you. Peter, good morning.
Hello, yes, I want to speak to Chris, but I agree with everything that Jude says there. But I want to ask Chris, he did say he wore his poppy with pride.
I did.
He did. Well, what did the British military do this century in Iraq or Afghanistan, Libya or Syria that makes you feel so proud?
Well, I'm proud not only of our national army, the British Army, just as I suppose Shinners are proud of Oglan Aharon. And I'm also proud of my father, who wore the British Army regiment uniform during the Second World War in the great fight against fascism. And
you have every right to do that. Now, the question was, what did the British military do this century in them countries I mentioned that makes you feel proud?
I'm not getting into the debate. The whole, in the last 100 years...
This century.
This century?
Yeah, 17 years.
Well, I am not going to get into a debate on that. There, but
give me one instance of what you've done to make you feel proud.
British soldiers have been involved. British forces have been involved in peacekeeping.
Peacekeeping
throughout the world as part of, for example, United Nations and other organisations.
They weren't very successful. They haven't created peace. I mean, Chris, Chris. Let me know where they've created peace.
Is that right? Do you think anywhere that the British soldiers have been, there has never been...
The sanctuary. Where did they create peace?
Chris, you get the point, I guess, that Peter's trying to make in a roundabout way. There are people that have issues with the poppy for whatever reason. They feel very strongly about that, but yet they can go into Belfast City Hall. They can see the staff wearing the poppy and they can also buy it if they want to. Whereas you are saying, well, there are issues. Some people are not comfortable with the Easter lily. And because of those issues, because I feel that they are more important, then we will exclude that from sale.
Well, Vinny, the point is, you see, if anybody who was at the Remembrance Garden yesterday would have seen nationalists and members of nationalist parties there
taking part in the parade and taking part in the solemn commemoration for the dead, some of whom wore poppies, some of whom didn't. Some of those who wore poppies included Minister Humphreys, who was there as a representative of the Irish government. Now, that does not equivocate with the Easter Rising, Lily. It's just something you would never get an event in Dublin and have the representative of the British government there wearing an Easter Rising lily, or members of unionist political parties there wearing, they don't equate, and that's the difficulty. I think Republicans need to recognise that. I mean, they have.
Can't you see why that's exactly what Republicans feel about wearing the poppy?
Well, they don't have to wear it, Jude.
Exactly. And likewise, nobody's saying that any unionist should be asked to wear the Easter lily. It's simply a question of letting those who wish to wear it have it available. That's all.
Jude, you're missing the point I'm making. If these were on equal balance, show me anywhere on the island of Ireland where unionists on Easter Sunday attend an Easter Rising celebration and proudly wear the Easter lily the way nationalist councillors do at the cenotaphs throughout Northern Ireland. Short answer is they don't, because the Easter lily and what happened in 1916 are looked on differently because of what has happened in Northern Ireland.
That's almost a criticism of unionist councillors and unionist people who wouldn't attend these ceremonies, isn't it? Are you praising the nationalists? I think actually they're pretty thin on the ground, but are you praising the nationalists who attend the poppies remembrance and likewise saying that those unionists who don't attend Republican ceremonies are good?
What I'm saying is, first of all, that the Remembrance Service is not a unionist event, and therefore...
Here it is perceived as that, Chris. I know you're right technically, but here, the fact of the matter, we have to face it, that the poppy is seen as a symbol connected with the British Army and all its actions. Now, you would know enough about history, Chris, to know that in Ireland for centuries, and particularly in the course of the Troubles, that the British Army was not seen by any stretch of the imagination as a friend of Ireland.
Jude, I understand that, and I understand the difficulties that nationalists have because of what has happened. But what we're here talking about is whether or not the actions of the last 40 years of the Provisional IRA has precluded anybody from taking seriously the Easter Rising lily in Northern Ireland.
But
I'm saying it quite clearly has. And it's not
I think, Chris, you're continually trying to pin this notion of the Easter lily to the actions of IRA men. It includes IRA men, but it goes back to Easter 1916, as you said yourself, as the poppy doesn't just commemorate those British soldiers who fell in the 1914-18 war. It commemorates and honours those soldiers who were killed in all British armed forces.
Okay, let's take some more calls on this.
The world.
David in Belfast. David, go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning.
So I just want, you were mentioning James McLean there.
Yes, the footballer.
Yeah, he's a hypocrite. He doesn't want to wear a British poppy, but see the head of the British Armed Forces, which I thought I heard yesterday, it's a queen. So every time he takes a 10 or a 5 or a 50 probably out of his pocket, there's a photo of the queen. He's not afraid to use that. Because you know why? He gets 50,000 of them. See if he goes back and doesn't be a hypocrite and he goes back to play for Derry City, be getting 50 or 100 pounds worth.
Okay, right. Well, let's stay on the topic at the minute, David, in terms of the lily and the availability of Belfast City Hall, or indeed any city hall in Northern Ireland.
Listen, the British poppy was for soldiers who went out in the broad of day in their uniform, right? IRA men sneaked about in the middle of the darkness when people in their bed put bombs on their cars, went and shot machine guns into churches.
Do you accept, David, that the lily is not just to commemorate people that were in the IRA?
No, but the thing is...
it's a simple question. Do you agree that it's not just to commemorate those that were members of the IRA or indeed the actions of those?
No. But it's being used by Sinn Féin as a stick to beat Protestants with. Protestants don't use the poppy as a stick to beat nationalists with.
Jude Collins?
Well, I just can't believe people are saying these things as a stick to beat Protestants with. Well, what has Protestantism got to do with this? We're talking about politics here. And the fact of the matter is,
it was the nationalists that wanted the British Army on the streets of Belfast. Unionists didn't call them.
You're absolutely right there.
Everything that happened in the trouble. Right.
Okay, one at a time. David, go ahead then. Jude will bring you back in.
All the things in the trouble with the British Army wouldn't have happened then if the nationalists hadn't called for the British Army in the streets. So they've only themselves to blame. If we asked for the Nigerian army to come here and they started shooting us as unionists, we asked them here. It's been our own fault. you're stuttering because you know.
Hold on, David. Let him respond to that.
I'm finding it hard to think that the people who cheered the British Army when they replaced the RUC and the B Specials on the walls of Derry were delighted that this force was coming to shoot citizens of the city dead in broad daylight. You know that.
No, I didn't say that. I said it was the nationalists that wanted the army on.
I agree with you on that. But I mean, we didn't invite them in to shoot them.
How can you blame anybody other than yourself or people like you for wanting them there, and then when it goes wrong, blame somebody else?
When it goes wrong, whenever the soldiers shoot people dead.
Okay.
The point is, don't let's get bogged down in specific.
No, don't let's get bogged down.
Let's look at the thing generally. The poppy, as I've said, is to honour those British soldiers and many Irishmen serving British ranks who died in service for the British Army and all its actions. Now, as one of the callers indicated, some of the actions of the British Army, not just in Ireland, but in other countries, have been appalling. But likewise, I'm sure there were good men from Ireland and from England and Scotland and Wales who fought in the British Army honourably and did what they thought was the right thing
to do. I understand what you're saying there, Jude, but do you understand in terms of the link that the Lily does have to the IRA? That will just be very difficult for a lot of Catholics and Protestants to accept. And therefore, it's that issue with Belfast City Hall. If they're selling it, it's like they are reinforcing it, they are condoning it, you know, and they'll find that very hard.
Well, all I can say is that if they put it on sale in Belfast City Hall, if nobody buys it, then that sort of will be...
It's not quite the same as selling tickets to a music gig or something like that.
But likewise, the puppy isn't like selling tickets to a music gig either. You know, we must accept the fact it is maybe regrettable that the situation with the puppy here is as it is. But the fact of the matter is the vast majority of nationalists and Republicans do not see the poppy as other than a unionist emblem. I mean, back 60 years ago, this was the case, long before the Troubles.
Just because we're going to move on shortly, Jude, I want to bring in one last caller and then I'll give you the last word, Chris. John in West Belfast. John, go ahead.
Hello. I'm just going to repeat the words Jude said. There are people who are the Easter Lily because they want to wear the Easter Lily. They wear the poppy because they want to wear the poppy. But people that say they wear the Easter Lily for the Troubles from 1969 up, it's not the Easter Lily, it's not worn for that. It's commemorated 1916 and the Easter Rain. We wore it when we were kids and we weren't supporting the IRA.
Okay, John, thank you. Chris, you want to end there before we move on? Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make a point. I mean, Jude is back to the same assumption that the proportion of the nationalist community that supports wearing the Easter Lily is similar to the proportion of the unionist community that supports wearing the poppy, and they're not equivalent. The Easter Rising Lily, or the Easter Lily, has been besmirched by the activities of the Provisional IRA over the last 40 or 50 years, and a lot of people will not will have nothing to do with it whatsoever. That's not the case with the poppy, which I say is worn last week by the Irish Prime Minister, and worn at the Belfast City Hall yesterday by a minister of the Irish state and a number of what you might call nationalist politicians. He's got to realise it's different, and that it's not a battle that really should even be fought, because it's purely an effort, I think, by Sinn Féin to try and stir the pot and see what they can get out of it at the end.
Well, they would say that they are just fighting for equality as they see it, but we'll leave it at that for now. Chris McGimsey, thank you, and Jude Collins, thank you as well.